Short on time? We've got you covered. Welcome to the 5-Minute Torah, where you can digest big thoughts on the weekly Torah portion in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy this teaching, please share it with your family and friends. Parshat Vayelech, Deuteronomy 31, 1 through 30, A Recipe for Rebellion. Parshat Vayelech, one of the shortest portions in the Torah, is only 30 verses long. However, if we look carefully, we can find within it a recipe for rebellion. For I know how rebellious and stubborn you are. Behold, even today, while I am yet alive with you, you have been rebellious against the Lord. How much more after my death? Deuteronomy 31, 27. This passage is written as a kal vachomer, an argument going from the light to the heavy. If A is true, then how much more so is B also true? Moses recognized that if the children of Israel rebelled and strayed against the Torah's instructions while he was with them, to take them by the hand and guide them in its requirements, how much more would they stray from it after its death? But who rebels against God's commands, and why? There are generally two types of rebels. The first is the one who simply denies the truth and the authority of the scripture and walks in outright rebellion against it. This is nothing spectacular. Rebels like this will exist in every generation that follows this path. The second type, however, is one who claims that scripture is still authoritative, yet rationalizes his behavior based on his own interpretations, rather than following the Masorah. That's the accepted interpretations and traditions. This is the more deceptive road to a wayward life. Let's explore the implications of this. During the days of Moses, gaining understanding of a particular matter of Torah was easy for people. They could ask the questions and get an answer, straight from the horse's mouth. Moses, the very one who transmitted the teachings of Torah, was with them, and could authoritatively answer their questions. In our modern world, however, we don't have the luxury of having Moses here to guide us and give us the original meaning of each and every passage of the Torah. So what do we do? Some may say, we don't need Moses, we have the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, to lead us into all truth. But if it is as simple as that, why do we have thousands of opposing interpretations and applications of the scripture from people claiming to be following the Holy Spirit, rather than a single, unified one? Is this truly the leading of the Spirit of God, or our own spirit of stubbornness? Paul says that we are to cling to the Masorah that he passed down. So then, brothers, stand firm and hold to the traditions that you were taught by us, either by our spoken word or by our letter. 2 Thessalonians 2:15. Tradition and traditional interpretations are not inherently bad. They often keep us from falling off the path and into the ditch. They keep us from following after our own way when we want to follow the easier route. Judaism has an unending supply of Masorah designed to help maintain proper interpretation and application of Torah. But is buckling against tradition really an act of rebellion? Stubbornness, or being stiff-necked as it literally reads, is a trait that signifies going one's own way. Rather than yielding to the designated authority, a stiff-necked person follows his own path, making his own rules and living by his own values. Proverbs says, a fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his opinion. Proverbs 18:2. A fool continues to say, I don't think it means that, whereas wisdom listens to the counsel of many advisors. Proverbs 11:14. Can there ever be new interpretations of Scripture? Yes, but they can never supersede the pshat, the plain sense of the text. For instance, the Torah says, you shall kindle no fire in all your dwelling places on the Sabbath day. Exodus 35:3. A midrashic interpretation based off of this verse says we should not engage in quarreling on the Sabbath. However, if we interpret this to apply only to quarreling and ignore the literal meaning of the text, then we have uprooted the foundation of the Torah. In Yeshua's words, we have abolished it. Unfortunately, many people have chosen to take this approach. Why? Because it's comfortable and easy. We believe that if we obey the spirit of the law, then we can ignore the letter of the law. But this is not how it works. In order to obey the spirit of the law, one first has to obey the letter. Only when one first obeys the literal meaning of the commandment, and then goes above and beyond its requirement, does he fulfill the spirit of the law. To ignore either the Peshat or the Masorah, one is simply walking in a more comfortable form of rebellion. Moses is gone. We can choose to live out the Torah based on our own understandings, or turn to the wisdom of those who have gone before us and handed down both interpretation and tradition that have withstood the test of time. The choice is ours.
Are you enjoying the 5-Minute Torah podcast? Want to share these 5 minutes of Torah with others? Please help spread the word by liking, sharing, and reviewing this podcast. You can also grab the printed version of Volume 1 or Volume 2 from Amazon. Perfect as a gift or for your Shabbat table. 5-Minute Torah. We've got you covered.